Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and the third decade of the 21st century, celebrating our 24th year now, and somebody's been with us all in all three of those decades is our good friend Ivan Meisner, founder and the chairman of BNI, BNI.com, Business Network International. How many chapters around the world? How many members have you got? How much money have you guys been making making the members?
So as of this morning, I got the report, we have 9,909 chapters.
Wow.
We have about over 271,000 members, and it looks like we'll do about $16 billion, with a B, $16 billion in what we call thank you for closed business. That's the amount of business our members made this year.
That they gave to each other from referrals.
In the middle of COVID.
Yeah. And folks, I'm happy to say that, you know, probably 80% of that's happened just since Ivan's known me. I mean, in the 21 years you've known me, Ivan. So, I'm not going to. That's all I'm going to say. Not going to go any further. So, Ivan is. I knew he was onto something though. In 1999, I knew he was onto something because networking was becoming. It was something that was in the air, and he made it. He crystallized it and made it something that people could turn into a discipline. And I congratulate you on that awesome work, Ivan. So one of the things we're talking about, giving, folks, infinite giving, the seven principles of giver's gain. That's the name of the new book. Is it available right now, Ivan?
It's available on Amazon.com. It was number two bestseller on Amazon in small business.
Folks, believe me when I tell you to buy two, because you will want to give one away. I promise you. Ivan, the best, in my opinion, the best thing you can do if you really want to get those endorphins, if you really want to know if you're capable of real generosity, is to give them the resources, whatever it is, money, whatever, and nobody knows you did it. How about that?
I like that idea, and as a matter of fact, right now, I don't want to be too specific because I don't want them to know, but right now I'm playing the fairy godmother to a children's home where they don't know who I am, they don't know that I'm contributing, and it is great to see what is happening in these kids'
Yeah,
lives.
Yeah. And that's all you. And that's all you need, isn't it? That's all you need to know. Sometimes if I do something and somebody says something about, you know, gives me a compliment, I say, hey, look, let's keep that. We need to keep that down. I got a reputation to uphold here. But your second principle, give without expectation. I love that one. And also give more than is expected.
Actually, you got to understand, giver's gain. If it's transactional, then it's not the same. It has to be a relational giving, not a transactional giving. I cut you off. Sorry.
No, that's exactly. Thank you. No, that's excellent. But also give more than is expected. If you think somebody needs, if you're helping somebody with money, and you think they need 50, give them 100. That's just 50 more for you, and you double their benefit.
Absolutely, and we've got this fantastic story in the book about a little girl in the UK who made a recommendation to a big company, and they not only accepted the recommendation, they sent her a gift card, and they changed the name of one of their products based on this recommendation. five-and-a-half-year-old girl, and the letter sent was from some guy named Chris, and he signed it Chris 27 1/3.
Wow.
It's a great story.
That is a great story. What else do we need to know about the law of reciprocity, infinite gain? I want to stick this in here. I would like to encourage people, if you want to become happier in your life and you want to become an infinite giver, try to think plus sum, not zero sum. Think in an abundant way. Think about the life in the terms of abundance. Last thoughts, Ivan.
I think one of the aspects as you become more successful, and we talk about it, it's principle number six, is stay humble. Humble people don't think less of themselves. They just think of themselves less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
say that again. I like that. Say that again.
Humble people don't think less of themselves. They just think of themselves.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, Ivan, I love you, brother. Keep up the good work and come back soon. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.